Good morning. We're pleased to continue our candidate interviews here on News Radio KMAN with Raleigh County Commission candidate for District 2, and his name is Phil Maddox. Phil, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
It is a pleasure to get a chance to finally meet you and learn a little bit more about your campaign. First of all, give us a little background. I know you have quite a military career.
I do. I spent 31 years in the Army. I'm a retired Brigadier General. And after that, then worked as a defense contractor for about 10 years.
All right. So what motivates you to get into politics and run for this position?
It's a great question. And quite frankly, there's a couple of items that certainly have created the environment that I wanted to run. And one certainly is the uncertainties of the future. From an economic perspective and also from a COVID perspective. But there's also been a frustration, obviously, in this last 3 to 4 months by some Raleigh County residents and certainly in District 2. There's a couple of items in specifically. One, if you go up north in the northern part of the county, there's no question that ambulance service becomes critical to them. And I certainly agree that they need better service up there. So certainly that's one of the items, since I live in Manhattan, which is still part of District 2. But I want to have an impact on our county. It's the biggest reason.
Okay. And obviously that's been something that's been talked about, I know, in the past on the commission. Haven't had a real maybe finite solution to improving ambulance service in the North County. Do you support having a station up north?
Oh, absolutely. For example, this past Saturday, I was at American Legion Post in Leonardville. I spoke quite a bit of time to a couple of people up there that are on the fire department side, but also represent the EMS side. And I think Leonardville is a perfect place to put it, because then it supports the northern part of the county, where it does take, depending on where you start, it can take as much as 40 minutes to get to the northern part of the county, even with the ambulance at the shops at the PW site. And I just think that if we put it in Leonardville, it's about centralized between the three cities that we have up in the northern part of the county. So, yes, I think we should do that.
All right. Is there a way to do that without raising taxes?
You know, that's a great question. I'm not sure, obviously. I'm not sitting there. But I think there's some alternatives, and there are some buildings. There's one in Raleigh City itself, that could be made available. But I do believe there's some other places that, even in Leonardville, might be some solutions. Housing becomes part of the problem as you try to mix male and female and how you do that, and where do these people live when they're on duty. So I don't know an exact answer to your question.
Okay. In terms of other glaring needs here for the county, you mentioned some transparency issues and things that have come about in the last few months as well.
Oh, transparency. I guess before I started running, I did not understand all the transparency issues, but I certainly do. Now, the current commission has worked hard in the last couple of months. At least it's now being televised. And a YouTube television side of the house. And I watch it quite frequently, almost every day, and you can watch and tape it, so on. That's a big step forward. I don't think the current commission would have done that without the pressure of a couple of agencies that would have created that. The other side is that we still cannot do public comments. There's no way to write into it. You physically have to be there. I think they need to fix that. Both from the perspective, and can fix it. I just don't see it as a big issue, being able to have people write in with their questions from a public comment perspective. Other transparency issues that happen inside of the council meetings themselves, the commission meetings themselves, excuse me, the realities of them making decisions that are all not on the agenda, quite frankly, I just don't understand. And a couple of examples. One is the building. The building went off the agenda. The building came on the agenda, and they voted on it. And they had not even seen it at that point in time. Now, this is a couple of months ago now, so it's a little fact. On the mass side of the house, they they made a decision to wait on the city There were only two of them there, and then they a few days later, when the third one came back, they made the decision. Wasn't on the agenda, and those kinds of activities I just don't think are fair to the public. I think we have to get better transparency. They're just a couple of examples.
All right. And obviously the COVID pandemic, I know there's been mixed reaction about how the county's handled that. I think some good, some bad. How would you rate their response?
Some good, some bad. I just gave you one example, i.e. the decision of the mask and the no mask from the county's perspective. I do believe that there is an issue from the city's perspective that is different, because as they try to work with Pottawatomie County from the perspective of, you know, the way the city is split between both counties, the decision-making process is a little bit different, and they did make a decision. As you go up north, the risk is indeed less. The latest language in the directive of recommended, I would have personally said strongly recommended as far as the northern part of the county as they had their discussion, or I might have even made the language a little stronger from the northern part of the county. But I do believe it's two different issues in different parts of the county.
Sure. Okay. I think a lot of people would agree with that as well. As far as again, we're speaking with Phil Maddox here, candidate for Raleigh County Commission District 2. Economic recovery, that's going to be a big question mark here for whoever gets elected to this position. What needs to be addressed kind of first going forward as we try to get out of this pandemic?
Well, certainly one of the things that we have to talk about at some point in time, and they've addressed it for this year but not historically, i.e. the county commission. This year they've held the mill rate. It's a little bit less than it was in the past. But property taxes have gone up over 200% in the last 10 years. In the last 4 years, the budget has gone up 20-plus percent. In that time frame, and particularly during the pandemic, certainly we are, we're having budget issues. We're having issues from the perspective of what's happening with various different businesses. The county is certainly holding its own. A few moments ago, they were just talking about that. The property taxes are not down that far. People are paying their taxes. That's a good thing. We did get $15 million on the COVID side of the house that they can add to from both the city and the county's perspective as far as being able to help. But the big question for me is, where's the sustainability plan? They have this year. I don't see a sustainability plan for the next 2 to 5 years. And that's what we need in this county to get it going from the perspective of the economic side of the house. We have got to get a plan.
All right. As far as workforce needs, that's always a big discussion here at the county level. Do you see anything, maybe some opportunities that are coming out of this pandemic that's presenting here for Raleigh County?
I think there's a couple of items that need to hold steady. Certainly with what we're doing with NBAF, big as far as not only the city's concerned, but the county as a whole, and that relationship that we will have with NBAF. I think that the K-State piece and what happens with K-State University here from the perspective of when the students arrive here in another, 30 days, give or take a few, I think that's going to be critical, because if indeed they stay in the dorms, they then bring dollars back into the community a little bit from a student perspective, that will help. And then, of course, there's the Fort Riley side that we need to keep stable. And right now it is. It certainly is stable from the perspective, as nobody is talking about any type of a BRAC to move anything from Fort Riley. So our economy, even though the population of the county has gone down a little bit, and indeed these pieces become very critical to maintaining our economic status as we go through the tax piece with property taxes, sales tax, ad valorem tax, so on.
Okay. Obviously, being a military, you would probably advocate, I imagine, for military stuff here on the Raleigh County Commission as well?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's very critical. There hasn't been anybody with a total military background on the commission for about 5 to 6 years now. And I think the relationship between the county, the city, and Fort Riley are very, very critical. And then as you look at the Flint Hills, total Flint Hills side of the house, then it becomes even more critical to be able to, one, understand the military, what it brings to the community, how much of an economic impact it can have on the community. I think that adds a lot. It's not just Fort Riley sitting over here to the western side of the county.
All right.
And actually, part of the county is in Fort Riley.
That's so. Yeah, good point. Yep, absolutely. And I don't have any other questions here. Is there anything else maybe I haven't asked that you want to make sure to get out to the public?
No, I think you've covered most of them. It's a very uncertain term. This time of wow, it's nothing like that I personally have ever seen, and certainly like no one else has ever seen in most of our lifetimes at this point in time. So many people making the analogy of 1918. But we will come through it. And I do believe that we from a county, the key is that we've got to have some plans here for the next 2 to 5 years. And if we don't do that, we're going to be living year to year. And that ultimately is going to have an impact.
All right. Phil Maddox, again, he's a candidate for Riley County Commission District 2. And the election is August 4th. That's the primary. Get out and vote. Phil, appreciate the time.
Thank you very much, Brandon. I appreciate the opportunity.